Governor Sean Parnell today put more distance between himself and the Senate majority, making it less likely there will be a quick resolution to the impasse that led to the current special session. In a letter to the House and Senate majority and minority leaders that was soon widely distributed throughout the Capitol, the governor put the blame for the special session directly on what he called, quote, the Senate's departure from standard legislative budget practices. He also referred to the Senate's concerns that he will veto capital projects in their districts based on their support of the oil tax cuts that failed to pass this year. However, he took no steps to relieve those concerns. Senate Finance Co-Chairman Bert Stedman said before seeing the letter, he thought talks were going forward toward a resolution, but now he has to wonder if they are further apart.
I think firing off letters like that's like throwing a bomb down the chimney. It's not exactly the way to get things settled down and moving forward, but no matter how big of an explosion it is, you still have to move forward and do the public business.
Referring to the veto threats linked to legislation cutting the tax on oil, Anchorage Democrat Les Guerra said today's letter was not useful.
We could move ahead by leaps and bounds if the governor would make clear that that veto threat doesn't exist, that he will not look particularly at those people who did not support his oil tax legislation. I think that will help us get out of here faster, but I don't think today's letter helped at all.
Stedman says the Office of Management and Budget, as well as the House Finance Committee, has all the documentation necessary for them to review the projects listed in the capital budget.